ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 So we are reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 4, text number 24, and about understanding the transcendental knowledge. This verse, Krishna is telling that because he is the cause of all causes, he creates at his sweet will. He maintains at his sweet will and he destroys also at his sweet will. Whatever is emanating is from him, means it is part of him. Anybody who tries to separate the part from him is an offender to his desire, whether it is material or spiritual. One cannot separate Krishna from his parts. So, Krishna is claiming in various ways how in the process of a fire sacrifice all the knowledge is culminating. The sacrifice or fire sacrifice, that's called yajna. Everything, it says, sarvam samapyate yajna. In the form of fire, everything is consumed by him. Everything ends or culminates in the process of fire sacrifice. Where everything that is offered is also of the same nature. Not only that, a person who offers in that consciousness also becomes of the same nature. So this is a beautiful verse uttered by Lord Krishna. It says,
Brahma Panam Brahma Havi Brahma Grahu Brahmana Hutam Brahmevatena Gantavyam Brahma Karma Samadhina.
Brahma is spiritual nature. Arpanam, contribution. Brahma, the supreme. Havihi, butter. Brahma, spiritual. Agnav, in the fire of consummation. Brahmana, by the spirit soul. Hutam, offered. Brahma, spiritual kingdom. Eva, certainly, tena, by him, gantavyam, to be reached, Brahma, spiritual, karma, in activities, samadhina, by complete absorption. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. A person who is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness is sure to attain the spiritual kingdom, because of his full contribution to the spiritual activities in which the consummation is absolute and that which is offered is also of the same spiritual nature. How activities in Krishna consciousness can lead one ultimately to the spiritual goal is described here. There are various activities in Krishna consciousness, and all of them will be described in the following verses. But for the present, just the principle of Krishna consciousness is described. A conditioned soul entangled in material contamination is sure to act in material atmosphere. And yet, he has to get out from such environment, the process by which the conditioned soul can get out of the material atmosphere is Krishna consciousness. For example, a patient who is suffering from a disorder of the bowel due to the overindulgence in milk products is cured by another milk product, namely the curds or yogurt. Materially absorbed conditioned souls can be cured by Krishna consciousness as set forth here in the Gita. This process is generally known as yajna, or the activities of sacrifice, simply meant for the satisfaction of Vishnu or Krishna. The more the activities of the material world are performed in Krishna consciousness or for Vishnu only, the more the atmosphere becomes spiritualized by complete absorption. The word Brahma or Brahman means spiritual. The Lord is spiritual, and the rays of the transcendental body are called Brahma Jyoti, His spiritual effulgence. Everything that exists is situated in that Brahma Jyoti, but when the Jyoti is covered by illusion, Maya, or sense gratification, it is called material. This material veil can be removed at once by Krishna consciousness. Thus, the offering of the sake of Krishna consciousness, the consuming agent, such as an offering of contribution, the process of consummation, the contributor, and the results are all the same spiritual nature. So, the Brahman or the Absolute Truth is the final word in the effect of a sacrifice or an offering to Lord Krishna. Matter dovetailed for the cause of Absolute Truth regains its spiritual quality. Even material manifestation, if it is offered in the service of Krishna, it becomes spiritual in nature. When the mind is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, it is said to be in samadhi or trance. Anything done in such transcendental consciousness is called yajna or sacrifice for the Absolute. In that condition, the spiritual consciousness, the contributor, the contribution, and the consumption, the performer or the leader of the performance, and the result or ultimate gain, everything becomes one in Absolute, the Supreme Brahman. That is the method of Krishna consciousness. Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjanashalaka चक्षुः मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोदिष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सार्वजातं सगणा रघुनाथमुतं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावदूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि श्रीप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यो च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले
Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswatave Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gauru Bhakta Vanda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
The absolute truth is there. Every living entity is part and parcel of Krishna, a spiritual soul. But at the same time, everything that has been material, whether it is material body or the matter which is freely there to be exploited by him, it is also part and parcel of Krishna. So, Sarvam idam khalvam brahma. In Vedas, it is this, one of the sutras in Vedantas, that Sarvam idam khalvam brahma. Khalu means, of course, is Brahma. What is not Brahma? The Vedas ask us, what is not Brahma? Only our polluted mentality is not Brahman. Our ignorance is not Brahman. But because we desire that, Krishna gave us even ignorance. He is eternally existing in his Golok Vrindavan. He doesn't put up a step outside of Vrindavan. But yet he expands not only in Vrindavan but also in Vaikuntha. He keeps on expanding and he keeps on expanding even in material world. Andantarastha Paramanu Chayantarastham. Antastha means is situated within an atom or in between an atom, which is an empty space. So, he has expanded himself unlimitedly. So there is no jurisdiction, you cannot say, oh, Krishna is not here. Krishna himself may not be here, but he is present by his expansions. How can you negate him? Suppose a father is there and he has a son. A father cannot attend a function and sends his son as a representative. Do you think the father ceases to be? He's there. He is expanded as his son. So similarly, Krishna is expanding in swamshas, personal expansions, which are called avatars also. But the living entities are also his expanded form, but it was not his willingness that they should go away from him. Go away from his spiritual creation. Because they are spiritual in nature. So, the rebellious nature of such soul is called vibhinnaamshas. Vibhinnaamshas. And Krishna says, yes, you have been separated eternally. Even though he cannot fall down, yet out of his wrong desire, he has to glide down or come down from the grace of Krishna because he has committed an aparad of exhibiting a separate desire to lord it over without indulgence of Krishna, enviousness. So we have to become free from envy of Krishna and then become free from envy of each other. Because each and everyone is part and parcel of Krishna. How can envious nature is existing in this Kali Yuga, even in the temples? So we will be bereft of the knowledge that is given here, when everything which is being offered as a sacrifice by the performer, who is also well versed in tune with the remembrance of the cause of all causes, Lord Krishna, it is meant for his pleasure. So the consummation, the process of consummation is not different from the substance which is going to be consumed, from the offerer which is in tune in Krishna consciousness for the pleasure of Krishna. Everything is this is called Brahma Bhuta state. Brahma Bhuta. In this state it is explained Brahma Arpanam. Whatever you got to offer is also of the nature of Brahma. Whether it's a material offering, but both material and spiritual energies are also part of Brahma. Right? The sum total of energy, both material and spiritual energy, is coming under the category called Brahma. The Aham Brahmasmi. That category is not a big deal to realize. If you are part and parcel of Brahman, you can call yourself Aham Brahmasmi. But is it in connection with Krishna or not? That is the real nature. Adi Shankara, just to kick out Buddhism from India, he played the trick that Lord Buddha denied the Vedic authority of understanding the unification of the sum total of energy, Brahman, identifiable only with him. Right? Buddha says, no, there is no God. And you do not know what is going to happen after your death. Just sit down and meditate on your own self. Meditate on yourself. But then what? We do not need this Vedic textbooks. Dump it. You do not need any guidance. Think of yourself. Because you do not know what is going to happen after death. It is called Nirvana, zero. And don't worry. If you meditate on yourself, you realize yourself, and that's good enough. But without proper guidance, who can realize? It's too difficult to for the Buddhists today to realize themselves, because they are trapped in by Maya or Kali Yuga. Those who want to follow the regulative principles of freedom, they are not called Buddhist, because they are described in the Vedas. And Buddha came to deny the Vedas, so they can't use the Vedic studies for their help. they blindly say, okay, sit down on yourself, you will become God yourself. You, there is no other God existing besides you. So you realize that. Mahapadma Padma position is achieved by realization. But Padma is related to Lord Vishnu, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. Right? Padma means lotus. It is the position of pure soul who is growing like a lotus, even though from the mud, does not allow any speck of mud on its body. It's so much detached. So instead of cultivating detachment or utilizing attachment in service of Krishna, which is the same thing, they become entrapped in the workings of Maya and they can't realize themselves. But yet, they want to carry on as a religion. Do you think an atheism is a religion? The word religos means to yoke with or connect with. Who does this religion connect with? You with yourself? Is there a connection? It's not a religion. It is atheism, where religion is absent. But Lord Buddha is incarnation of God. And it's such a profound negation he could do that nobody can defeat easily. Instead, his pure devotees like Adi Shankara can put another trick over the trick of Lord Buddha. He puts another trick to put the authority of Vedas back into the hands of the aspirants. Right. And he created another false doctrine called Asat Shastra. He forecast in Padma Puran, Lord Shiva is telling Parvati, hey Devi, listen, I will come as a Brahmin boy in Kali Yuga and I will create a false doctrine in order to go parallel with Buddhism, means atheism, but in a disguise, they would not understand. But I will re-establish the authority of Vedas with this false doctrine called Mayavad. He says, Mayavadam Ashat Shastram Prachan Gud Bhautam Mayate Vita Brahmana Rupena Kalita. I will distribute. He himself is the propagator of the another sort of atheism called Mayavad. So it is Asat Shastra. Trick is a trick, but it is proving some points. People can be easily led. In Mayavad, they say, Aham Brahmasmi. You are that Brahman. But there is no other Brahman existing but you. If you realize Brahman, you can become God. That is its premise. You become God because there is no other existence of God. Where will you find realization? So they are so much absorbed in twisting the words of the Shastra to make themselves applicable. There was a Baba with an African hairdo and he was telling, Bhagavad Gita, I wrote.
because I was Krishna before. His Baba passed away. There is no divinity in that person imitating a Mayavadi. He says, Aham Brahmasmi, I am God. The word God is applicable to me. It is not applicable to you because you are not realized. I am realized. He called himself Dada Bhagavan also, another one. He was a Gujarati. But came from a Jain community. And on the Surat railway station, he got realization. It was the dirtiest railway station where the plague is originated. And he got realization from that. And we have living encounter with him. Because it was contemporary in our, you know, heights of progress in New Vrindavan especially. So the idea is that people are trapped in Maya and they call themselves Bhagavan. But they don't know the meaning of Bhagavan. Parashar Muni gave the definition of the word Bhaga. Bhaga means Aishwarya, opulence. One means one who possesses. And there are six opulences which attracts us, right? Which are there? Knowledge is an opulence.
Beauty
is an opulence. Wealth is an opulence. Fame is an opulence.
Strength.
Power is an opulence. And renunciation is the opulence. These are the six opulences. So, God must be Sadaishwarya Purna. All six opulences must be in completeness. Then and then he can claim as God. People like Rajneesh, you know, he had 93 Rolls Royce and he was calling himself Bhagavan. If 93 Rolls Royce can make you Bhagavan, then there are many people who had more Rolls Royces. How about the owner of the Rolls Royce company? The word Brahma is completely different from Brahma. Brahma means illusion, but Brahma means one who must have come out of the illusion. What is not creating illusion? The material, entire material world is an illusory material world, because it is temporary and it slips away from our hand. We can't catch it. We cannot hold it. Nobody can become the proprietor of the whole material world. Everybody comes for a few years, become president, doesn't mean he is the proprietor of everything. They are all bitten up by the Maya, this material world, whose custodian, the ownership is given to Mother Durga, and she beats everybody up. She protects devotees because she herself is a devotee. They don't punish the devotee. They simply give them token that you have become a devotee to straighten up yourself
Now you can't afford to become a mischievous again.
So the sum total of both spiritual and material energies are called Brahma. And the soul is part and parcel of that. So therefore, you are part of Brahman and you can call it Aham Brahmasmi. But Aham Brahmasmi. I'm not Supreme Brahman. Supreme Brahman is the proprietor of whatever the Brahman is. The word Ishvara means controller. We may control little activity of our voluntary muscular system. That doesn't mean that we are the owner of the body. You can't control so many things within yourself. And your mind is completely mischievous, like a monkey. Can you control monkey? You're a good boy. So always remain, okay? Pay attention. Hanumanji, you are worshipable. Because you know the Supreme Brahman. Who is he? Ramchandra. It is the same Supreme Personality of Godhead who is the reservoir of pleasure. That's why he is named Ram. But in Ramayana, Ramchandra gave nothing but sadness. Who was happy? Ayodhyavasi were happy when he was there. But how long he did stay? Most of his, prime time was wasted in jungle, and they were bereft of his association, so they were always remaining in separation and sadness. Where is the pleasure? Gone. They have to be very austere, and nonetheless all the Ayodhyavasis, they suffered for his pleasure that he can go and kill Ravan. That was sacrifice. And this sacrifice is connected with Brahman, the pleasure of Lord Krishna or Ram. That is called devotional service. But in material life, he never pleased anybody. And most importantly, Sita Devi, his own consort, the Divine Mother, she seemed to suffer more. But how can the internal potency of Lord Ramchandra Sita Devi, which is called Ladini Shakti, can ever suffer? Apparently, we see in Ramayana, then while she was pregnant with the twins, and Lord Ramchandra banned her, get out from here. And she went. We hear her complaints and crying, and we are absorbed in complete mesmerization. Then how could Ramchandra do it? But those who know the spiritual aspect of the Supreme Brahman, the internal potency, Sita Devi. Sita Devi was enacting to increase the love of Lord Ramchandra more and more. The love of Godhead is available in the acts of sacrifice. Can you imagine Sita Devi's sacrifice? That is yajna. This is yajna. Ramchandra is Yajna Purush. And Sita Devi is, his own internal potency is becoming homage, object of offering, consumed. And they are of the same nature, divine. So those who are understanding with the view, with material knowledge and experience, they don't get any understanding from the history of Ram and Sita. Cultivate the eyes tainted by devotional service and you will understand. It is impossible that Ramchandra will be ever separated from Lord Krishna, from his divine energy. What is the use of a potential to be bereft of his potency? He cannot be separated. So everything was enactment of Maya. Maya Sita. Not the Radhini potency. So Sita is an expansion of Radharani, the Radhini potency. And she showed by her chastity and faithfulness to Lord Ramchandra only. She would never think of any other man even. That's, she is pure, unblemished, untouched. You know, Sita Devi in her spiritual nature, you know, if she would have raised her eyebrow, Ravana would have been dead instantly. That was her power. Simply raising her eyebrow, Ravana would have been dead. He's a mere mortal guy. Whether he's Brahman or not, but he does not know the Supreme Brahman. He may be knowing Brahman, Aham Brahmasmi. But he was an atheist. A Brahman can be atheist. Theism is applied only when devotion comes. So, we have to see by the examples of gopis and Sita Devi that how they became the object of sacrifice for the pleasure of the Lord. Are we acting on that level? That we sacrifice whatever we, it's a number command, but for the pleasure of the Lord. If you do not know, then call your guru. Understand the activity of sacrifice. Because sacrifice is always purifying. It puts up on the threshold of not only liberation, but pure devotional service, which is yielding love of Godhead. Devotees understand the interactions between Sita and Ram or Krishna and the gopis in separation as on the highest level of Krishna consciousness. They have to see. They have to understand and explain. Material wisdom is temporary and we have to give it up. In the human form of life, we are advised here to give up this temporary, illusory aspect of our life and live a life of reality. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna, we are real people. Krishna claims us. Mano vamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana mana shasthani indriyani. Even though we are part and parcel of Lord Krishna, but there are five senses plus mind, six. They are pulling us because they know and experience only Prakriti, the mother nature. But we have to train our senses by control. Sense control, mind control, discipline. That is the Vedic learning. So this beautiful verse is understood in the terms of Lord Krishna's explain, which is divine explanation. It is filled with a perfect understanding of the absolute truth that Brahma arpanam bravi brahma havi brahma no brahmana hutam brahma tena gantavyam brahma karma sumadhana. Everything. Please understand this translation again. A person who is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness is sure to attain the spiritual kingdom because of his full contribution in spiritual activities. Full contribution in spiritual activities, in which the consummation is absolute, and that which is offered, means that is which is going to be consumed, is also of the same spiritual nature. What is common between God, devotees, and devotional service? What is common? Bhakta Bhakti Bhagavant. They say they coined this kind of words, heavy words. But we have to understand. There is only one Bhagavan, and he is the transcendental absolute personality of Godhead, and the authorities, those who have realized him, like, you know, Adi Shankara in our times, Adi Shankara, Ramanuja, Madhvacharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all of them have put the finger on Lord Krishna to be the absolute personality of Godhead. And interaction of his admirer, or become devotee, is the only attraction that establishes a relationship with him. Then bhakti, the process of devotional service, becomes an engagement of the same nature of divine, because it is going to be connected with Krishna as an offering to him with love and devotion. So he is going to be consuming our offering. So the offerer, that is the devotee, offering, that is our devotional service, and the supreme enjoyer, Lord Krishna, they are on the same transcendental platform, equal platform. So in the process of yajna, this is achieved on the equal platform. Havi is Brahman, Arpanam is Brahman, Havi is Brahman. Havi means yajna samadri is to be offered. Then Hutam, the fire, is Brahman. Brahmena tena gantavyam, the destination, is also Golok Vrindavan, the Supreme Brahman. Krishna says, Brahmano pratishthaham. I am the supporting personality, because this impersonal effulgence is emanating from me. Pratishtha. So, devotional service is perfect in for the pleasure of Lord Krishna. We do not do devotional service for our pleasure, do we? Well, I want to do it for my pleasure. No. We have to change the attitude towards them. We have to cultivate a discipline so we can understand properly. This is the education of Krishna consciousness. So thank you very much. Anybody has any question? As usual. Any question? Where are we doing Jhulan Yatra? Outside? Okay. Okay, one question only. Go ahead.
If we are like eternal and real personality, why don't we feel among, when we live here in the material world, doing our routine activities?
You don't feel because you forgot your nature. If you forget, or if you are under hallucination, you are in a different kind of consciousness. We have to knock down your sleepy situation. Jiva jago, jiva jago, gaura chandra bole, kato nidra jao maya pishanchi rakole. Wake up, sleeping soul. Knock off your ignorance. It is time to learn. Because you are a real person. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, you know the population of the world is increasing.
And they are going to hell.
Now, we say we all created for God. We all creation from the God. So what is the cause of the enviousness to Lord Krishna and Goloka Vrindavan that makes everybody
happy? Everybody.
What is the cause of that enviousness?
Cause of enviousness? Your misuse of your minute freedom. That becomes the cause. You are an individual. I was an individual. But I created a desire to enjoy separately from Lord Krishna. It's not enviousness. All these years, I never considered Krishna to be my, you know, anything. But my Guru Maharaj opened my eyes. You envious rascal, just surrender to Krishna. Don't you think? That cause is there.
When you are with Lord Krishna and you go to Kavindra, you still have free will there too?
No.
So,
yad gatvana vartante tad dhamam paramam mam. Ignorance is going to lock us up in the material world forever. So knowledgeability is going to lock us up in Goloka Vrindavan forever. Where do you want to go? Enviousness will promote you to slide down, but surrender will promote you up to go back home, back to God. Do you think it is a separate cause other than Krishna? Krishna is saying cause of all causes. So he created enviousness in you, right? Not in me? No. I misused my free will. Krishna has given us free will because we are individually independent. Minute independence. A tiny soul, how much independence does he have? But yet we misuse it. Because we are qualitative one and we wanted entire quality, we wanted to become God. It's a rebellion. Krishna did not create that rebellion. Krishna becomes cause of all causes for the material creation.
And when you go back home, back to Godhead, do you know He is the cause of all causes? No. You will have to know Him in your relationship and pure devotional service, exchange of that love. There is no cause for Krishna nor for the spiritual world. We all came from there. And for that reason, Krishna created this so we may try to fulfill our desires that we created again. He provided everything, yet we are not satisfied. Is that His fault? We prove ourselves that we are guilty of committing that aparad to Lord Krishna. So please spare Him, do not blame Him. Oh, if Krishna can is cause of all causes, the cause of my fall down is also Him. It means we are continuing the enviousness. When we, instead of understanding Him in His terms, we want to impose Him on our terms and blame Him. Blame the devil in us. He made us do all this nonsense. Why blame Krishna? He's so kind Father that He takes time and gives us so much immense wealth for realization in this human form of life that we can go back home, back to Godhead without any doubt. So if we are well-wishers of our own self, then we will take shelter of Lord Krishna. Okay? Jai. Haribo. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. So, but nobody wants to become Das. We want to become Krishna. Jivere Swarup Hoy Nityar Krishna. No, Das.
Shri Prabhupada ki jai.